Hey, brother.
What's up, brother?
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing Gucci Mane. What's going on?
Gucci Mane. I'm doing
Yeah.
good.
Easy, easy vert, dude.
I'm doing really good. I just the weather's been rainy on Friday, Saturday, but I just went out yesterday and I spent like half the day. I went to Target and I got like the Edison bulb lights. What I'm talking about, like the vintage style light bulbs
The
that they
ones
make.
you strain across your pool or something like
You can put them anywhere, but I bought a string of
you
out.
can put them
I mean, you said pool, but I bought them for the deck, and I
anywhere.
hung them in my like patio, like, and you know how that top window above my two doors. I hung the string up there so you can see them from the inside the apartment, and when you're sitting outside, you can see them obviously because you're right below them. But I'll send you a picture of it because it's really nice. It looks super
Wait,
nice at night.
I forget what it looks like, but is there a deck above you?
There's a deck above me from the neighbor, but I have my own patio that's a deck also, as well.
Can you see your neighbor's like feet? Like, is there like
Yeah,
you
there's cracks in
can't?
the wood. If you look
There's
up, you can see
cracks?
them. If they're sitting outside, you can like you there's like the 2x4s, and it's
So
just like a little bit of a
how did
gap.
you hang the lights above?
Oh, it's dude, my space between my neighbor is huge. It's like
Okay, that's what I don't remember.
I want to
Like,
say 12 feet, 10 feet.
oh, okay.
Yeah, 12. I want to say 12 feet.
So you
So
didn't hang it like really close to the top
no, like I hung the
patio.
lights, and there's still like 4 more feet above the lights
Oh,
to
okay.
my neighbor. Yeah,
'Cause I was
so
like,
like I
there's like
have.
light right beneath their feet.
No, it's a tight patio, but like it's really high because our apartment ceilings are really high.
Gotcha.
So
That's what I
our
don't remember.
ceiling goes all the way up to where their deck begins, if that makes sense. So I hung this nice vintage string of lights, and I like tucked the cables like behind the panel siding stuff, and it looks so nice and
And what does it
crispy.
plug in?
I just plugged it. I have an outdoor outlet out there on the patio.
Oh, right. Oh,
Yeah. So
nice.
I plugged it in, and I covered it up so the rain won't get in. I got
That's juicy.
all outdoor extension cables. It's so nice. A little summer vibe for drinking outside.
That is summery, yeah.
Yeah.
How warm is it there now, you said?
It's not that warm. Let me see what it is right now. I think it's like 67 right now. I know it's gonna warm up a little bit.
Jeez, that's
Oh, it's
cold.
not. It's 63, partly
Oh
cloudy, but
God.
it's gonna get sunny later, so we're gonna try to hike when the sun breaks out. Tomorrow,
Nice.
75 from all day. It'll be
That's
clean.
beautiful.
And then it's like 82 Tuesday when I'm back at work.
Gonna be queuing or what?
Gonna be what?
You gonna be queuing tomorrow?
Queuing?
BBQing
I think yeah, we are. I think we are.
Oh,
Either
damn.
we're gonna go to a picnic, I believe.
Gotta flip the bergs or what?
Yeah,
Yourself or?
always flipping burgers.
Nice.
We just made salmon burgers the other day. They're really good.
Whoa,
Yeah,
what?
salmon
Hold up.
burgers.
Tell me about this.
It's got soy sauce, a little salt, a little pepper.
It's a little filet.
You just buy salmon like chunks, or you can just buy a salmon fillet and you put in the food processor and just grind it up a little bit.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Yep. And then you just make it into a patty with peppers and what I just said, the seasoning. And then you form it, put it in the freezer for a little bit, make it a little bit cold. And then all you do is just fire up the grill or fire up a skillet and just throw them on, cook them.
Dang.
They're super good. We had it with rice and like salad. It's really good.
What do you put on it? Like lettuce and tomato and stuff?
Sriracha mayo. You just do
Oh.
mayo with a little bit of sriracha in it, and then avocado on top of that.
Dang.
Yeah, it's really good. And we did it without
Jesus.
buns. It was so good.
No buns.
You don't even need it,
Bunless.
man. Dude, don't even need it.
Whoa.
Cut all that carb out. You got the healthy fats from the fish.
Never heard of a such a thing.
Yeah, it's really good. So we just crushed those the
Just crush those.
other day. Dude, we crushed fruit over here.
Oh,
I went to the store, and you know, like those little tins of almonds that they make, it's by Blue Diamond,
yeah,
the bold
they're like
flavors. You know what I'm talking about?
$30 for
They're
like point one
363,
pound.
363 at Target, actually, Ian.
Exactly what I say,
Yeah.
yeah.
So but they're so good, right? They're like they have wasabi, sriracha. Well,
Yeah.
I saw them in the aisle, and I was like, oh, they have
Super high fat.
habanero barbecue. Oh yeah, it's any almonds are high fat. But I grabbed the thing and I ate almost the whole thing already. It's been like a day.
Oh no.
It's so good though.
You're crushing.
Dude, I'm crushing almonds over here.
Yeah,
crushing almonds so and crushing beer.
No, I like just raw almonds. Have you had raw almonds just straight?
I don't as much. We have them. I don't like them as much though. I like them
roasted. So I used to never eat them. I literally never had them before ever. I used to not like, I hated them. And then
you like them?
Dad bought them and I was like, oh.
They're really dry though.
Try these out. I know. I thought so. I thought that's what I thought. Right. And then I had them and I was like, oh my God. After you have two, you're like, oh, these are not really great. And then you have three, four, five more and you're like, oh my God, now I get the almond taste now. And it's, you can't stop eating them. They're so freaking good. There's no salt. There's nothing. So it's not
I
like
the raw, no salt ones. Yeah. I don't really like them though. What makes them so appealing to you?
You actually get the almond taste. Like it's pure, like, I don't know. It's just, you get the
flavor.
And there's no overpowered saltness. Like you don't get that,
right.
You know, salty, like, oh, it's too much, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. If you eat it with other things, it's good.
I'll have to try them again.
Yeah, I want to crush some food. It sounds great, dude.
I made a little eggs this morning with a little piece of jelly toast with a little hot sauce on the eggs. Boom.
Oh, my God. Are you joking?
Dude, I don't mess around. I cook some good breakfast. Erin appreciates.
You cooked for her, too?
Yeah, well, breakfast. She cooks
happy dinner. Wifey, happy life, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. You know the saying.
I do. Oh, damn. Oh. How's what games have you been playing? You playing the Strand lately, building the bridges?
I actually haven't played the Strand since we last talked. I haven't played it at all. I haven't turned it back
thank
on.
God.
I got tired. I think I just got occupied playing other stuff. But yeah, I want to do more of the finishing like my end game stuff in that game. Oh, okay. But
yeah.
I downloaded emulators and I was starting to play a bunch of the emulators on my Mac.
So tell me about how you did this. So you download this on your Mac OS or on your Windows?
Yep. I did it on Windows. I did it on my Windows partition because it just runs smoother on the Windows. I downloaded Nintendo DS. I think it's the Decime emulator. And then you can just, if you can find the sites that have the ROMs, because a lot of them have been taken down by Nintendo, obviously, you can find, I don't know what they are. I think they're just .ROMs. The DS games are .ROMs. But if you want to run a disk-based game that's not a cartridge, you have to get an ISO file, like a disk mounting image.
And if you click the game, you could run it no problem, or do you have to install it? Like, well, how does it work?
Yep, you install the emulator, and it's really simple. It just pops open a window, and it has all the options and configurations within the app.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just find the ROMs, download whatever ROMs. So if you want to play, like I was playing Advance Wars, you just got to search it. So you find Advance Wars Dual Strike or Days of Ruin or whatever. And then you save the ROM down in a folder. And then you either drag that ROM into the app and just opens the game for you. Or you can choose the file path within the application of where you have your save games. And then just open it up and it plays. It emulates it. So it's not, right? It's not the legit hardware playing the game. It's just emulating what the software is, because it's like it's a copy of the game, right?
Yeah, right.
It's a copied image. So anything that's a cartridge, so Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Color, original Game Boy, whatever, DS games, 3DS games, anything that's a cartridge is going to be a ROM. You can find it. They're not big files. And as long as you have the right emulator, so you just download all the different emulators for them, you can run all the games. Yep.
Dang.
And as long as you get a clean ROM, they'll run fine. Now, once you get to something more graphically intensive, like I downloaded GameCube, or if you want to play PlayStation 2 or Wii or something, it's going to be a little more heavy on the computer. So like my computer really can't handle it. So I had to like cut down my resolution or my emulation rate. So like I'm playing, so I did Wario World. I beat that in like 3 days, 100% of it. And you saw me playing that.
Yeah, you got everything.
Craving that. All the crystals, Wario World, I got every single thing. I got every single item. I did die. Like I didn't do like a run without me dying or something.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah. So I did that. I downloaded Wind Waker, which I'm playing a little bit, and I downloaded.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah. That game runs a little more choppy because it's more graphically intensive. And I downloaded Paper Mario, The Thousand Year Door from GameCube because I'd never played it. And that's the second Paper Mario game because the first one's on N64 and I never played that one either. But I want to see what it's all about because the new one's coming out on Switch in July. I don't know if you saw the trailer for it.
No, I did not.
It's called Origami King, I think. Paper Mario and the Origami King.
Mm.
It's coming out like July. So.
You were streaming on Twitch some of those games, and I haven't seen you play any Roller Coaster Tycoon. I don't know why, but
I haven't played it since. Yeah, I haven't streamed. I was waiting for you to get Diamond Heights, and now that you've started, I got to start my park, start my Diamond Heights up.
Yeah, I got the first three done.
Yeah.
Nice. I got the first three matches, first three maps done. Like I probably talked about earlier.
The three scenarios. Yeah.
Yeah, and then working on Diamond Heights, which I streamed on twitch.tv/MysteryandHunter. But I only got about two-thirds of the map done. Still got to finish the rest of it.
But, I watched some of that stream that you sent me the link to.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely a hard map.
It is a hard map. It's a weird landscape. And then
they literally... The coasters are in the way. Yeah, well, all the pre-made coasters, they... are like
enormous,
like already like 20-30% like of the reliability is already gone and they're like breaking down. And Mondo's like, I don't know if you caught in the I guess you could, yeah. I don't know if you caught in the stream, but the one coaster, one of the steel coasters, crashes and I set up preventative measures so it doesn't crash and it still freaking crashed.
What are the preventative measures to not make it crash? Checking the reliability.
Brakes. Well, you can put brakes on it, which didn't fucking work.
Near the end, so it doesn't crash in the station.
Yeah, because the thing that fails is the station brakes. Yeah, it always fails the station brakes, and which is, I think, is every coaster that crashes still is the station brakes. Okay. And even if I put the craziest brakes on the coaster so it stops, I think every coaster has momentum built in to the physics so that it literally, even if it slows down so much, it will still move. And because the station brakes will fail, it will literally just keep creeping and creeping and creeping, and it will never stop.
It will never stop because that's gone, yeah.
Right. And so technically, even if it has one coaster, it will keep moving and it will never stop, meaning you literally can never, like, it will always fail, meaning, right, it will always fail. So it will always crash, I feel like. So that one, since it's built into that coaster to crash, unless you deleted the coaster, which you could always do, I put the brakes in, it didn't work. And what was the other thing I did? I did something else to make sure it didn't work.
Just like reduce the speed or something in general.
Oh no, the inspection. You can go into the properties.
You can make it every 10 minutes or something.
Yes, I did it every 10 minutes and to make sure it's inspected all the time, and it still didn't work.
Doesn't do anything. So yeah.
It doesn't do anything. Yeah. It just makes sure that
just waste
I
your pay time.
More freaking mechanics.
Yep.
So I want to see how it works for you and see your approach on the map, because
was it one of the pre-builds that broke? One of the two the black and white ones?
Yes, exactly. One of the pre-built steel coasters. So just freaking so annoying, because you spend so much time on the map not building anything, but like managing all the people's complaints, because they keep complaining about like since all the coasters are so intense. There's so much throw up everywhere, so you're cleaning up all the throw up, and then you're putting trash cans out, and then because there's so many park benches on there, and people are getting so bad they break the park benches, and then you're like fixing all the park benches, so it's vandalism, and then you're putting the police officers out, so it's like you never build anything. But
wow,
it's pretty good.
Jeez.
But how are you going to do that since you had some trouble with your parks lately? I don't know what's going on with you.
I can still do it. Yeah, I lost all the. All my scenarios are lost. I still have the save files.
Share for our listeners what happened exactly.
It wasn't a good feeling, right? I went in the settings.
You rage quit the game? What happened?
No. Well, I did rage quit a little bit after I booted the computer back up, but I went in the settings, went in options, changed the resolution to see like what the best resolution was for, I guess, the streaming. And I kept switching it over and over, and then the game just froze. And then I was like, oh, okay, I'll just quit out. And then the whole computer froze. Like, I did, like, control-alt-delete to, like, close out the game. I couldn't close out anything.
Would so you go in task manager? It showed that it was like not responding or something?
I went in the task manager and nothing, I couldn't close anything, even in task manager. So I just shut the whole computer down hard with the button, booted it back up, back into Windows.
Oh, that's so bad.
Open the game, open the whole thing up, and I double click the shortcut to open World Coaster Tycoon. It says log into Steam. I'm like, what the hell? So I log into Steam. I'm like, oh, it probably needs an update or something. And I go into Steam, it says install game. I'm like, where'd the game go? Are you joking? I was like, the game's uninstalled. It literally uninstalled the game itself. I have no idea how.
No.
The shortcut existed, but the game was not installed on the computer anymore. It like somehow exploded. I don't know when I shut it down. So I re-downloaded it, booted it back up, and then all the scenarios that I completed were cleared. All the parks I unlocked were gone, but all my save files are still there because they're actually still on the computer. They never were deleted. Just the installation of the game occurred. Nothing with my save file folder went away. So my files are there, but I can't prove that I've completed the scenario. So now either I have to redo the scenarios, which I don't care because I can still play the current parks and unlock the new ones and you know, be in line with you. So I don't care too much, but I was still kind of mad about it. But yeah.
Oh. Because as long as you do the last map, which is Demon Heights, you can still unlock the preceding maps, which is all you really want. I mean, it will allow you to do that, right? Yeah. Okay. Well, it's good. Yeah, that game is awesome. I'm glad that... I asked to send you something with this TikTok. Remember the TikTok we were talking about in the other...
with the Roller Coaster Tycoon boy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I commented on that when I saw that TikTok.
Uh-huh.
I commented because it's the sister that's recording it, right?
Uh-huh.
I put a comment that was like, oh, tell him he dropped his crown or something, right? Because he was being such a king on playing that game. I so far have 150 likes on that comment of people.
Are you joking?
I have so many likes.
Send me the screenshot of it. I want to see it.
I was going to send you a screen recording on my phone of how many people have liked it so far. But I have so many people that have liked it. It's freaking so funny.
I want to see that.
Let's see how many I have so far. Yeah, I have 153 right now.
Holy crap.
I guess people liked it.
I still have to finish Portal 2. I keep working on that a little bit. I'm close to the end, I think. It's a long game. I
thought you already finished that game.
I finished Portal 1. I'm still playing Portal 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it takes forever. You
finished Portal 2 as well.
It's got a lot of puzzles in it.
There we go.
I'm going to see this right now.
Oh, that's so funny.
Tell him he dropped his crown.
Like way more than other comments.
It's so funny.
Literally all because of that video is why we're playing this game.
True. It made me think about it. Yeah, when you said it.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. Oh yeah.
Did you finish sorry, didn't mean to cut you off.
No, what were you saying?
I was going to say, did you finish that Die 2 comic? Graphic novel?
I am.
Oh, volume 2?
Let's see. Where am I? I am about halfway through it right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nice. It's such a quick read that I savor it. Slow. Yeah, I'm trying to reading it slow with the other books I have so that if I go out to the doctor's and I'm waiting for like a doctor's appointment.
Oh, you bring it with you.
Yeah, like I'll bring that or I'll switch it with another book because I go through the pages so fast that I'm like, oh, well, if I keep reading, I'm going to finish it and then I have to wait so long for the next issue. So it's kind of silly.
Gotcha. Just got to read
other ones. Did you ever buy it? Or?
I never bought the second one, but I'm reading by Kieran Gillen. That's Kieran Gillen, right? Who wrote that one?
I think so, yeah.
Kieran Gillen. So I think I told you he wrote... he wrote one called Wicked and Divine, The Wicked and the Divine, I think. And that's like all about like these young gods that like come back every so many years. I'm still finishing that series. I mean, I'm like in the 7th volume I just bought, I think. right now. I got to reread it because I'm like, how many books?
Yeah.
I think 9.
Jeez.
Yeah. I think that one's 9. So I'm on 7. But it's pretty solid. It's pretty good.
It's all the same thing. So it's all about the same people? Or
yeah, but the story keeps...
Same characters?
It's about, yeah, same group of characters throughout it, yeah. I don't remember because I read it last summer. So I got to either recap online or I'm just going to reread the first 6 and go back from the beginning and like recap myself.
Yeah, why not?
Because I don't remember everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good. I should, I'll check it out then.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I feel like if you like the die RPG style, it's very different than that, but it's very good writing still.
Yeah, I like the RPG style. The art's really good. I like the art a lot in this one.
Okay.
The art style is really nice.
You might like the art then in the other one too, because it's like super poppy, got a lot of color.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. What else have you been up to?
Honestly, looking at a lot of parts for building a computer, potentially. That's what I did last week during work a lot. I kind of gave up on the idea. I wanted to still do the Game Boy thing, the Game Boy Advance,
yeah,
like mods.
You were looking them on eBay?
I looked at many on eBay. I actually bid on a couple of them, and they were just going up too high. I was like, this is not worth it. I'll just play the emulator on my computer.
Right,
I was
it's
like,
free.
It just, it's free, and even if I make the whole Game Boy, if I want to play whatever game, I have to buy the cartridge for it on eBay then. And those games were like a few bucks, like 20 to 30 bucks for some of the rare ones. So I was like, is it even worth it? No. I would like to do it one day, but not right now. I think they're really cool still. But the lead time on the parts was still 3 to 4 weeks on Gotta Gaming's website. I was like,
Yeah. I remember that.
I was like, nah. I was like, I can get it late some other time. So I kind of gave up looking on those things.
Still a good pledge though. You know, it's still something to think about.
Yeah. It's still a cool thing to do. So I've just been looking at like PC build videos on YouTube. A lot of PC build parts online. Because I've been playing more on my computer lately, but the Mac really can't run much. The stuff I'm playing is like the most it can run, to be honest with you.
Well, specifically your old minimum. Computer. You have an older Mac Mini, so.
2012, yeah, late 2012.
Yeah, it's freaking really old.
Dude, it's what's crazy is, so this is the last model. Yeah, late 2012. It has a 2.3 gigahertz quad core Intel i7. I have a 1 terabyte hard drive with 16 gigs of memory. That's the max of everything you get on this computer.
Yeah.
But this is the last model they made that let you remove the RAM, I believe, the 2012. So like if you get the 2013, I think the RAM soldered on, but you can remove the hard drive. This one, I think I can remove the RAM and the hard drive. That's why I got this one. I could actually take it out myself. Not that I've needed to, but I could if I wanted to. But it's just crazy to think it's 8 years old and it runs buttery smooth still.
Oh yeah.
It doesn't run games, but it runs all my applications. But I can record music with this thing. It's a beast of a computer for being 8 years old. It's crazy.
The Intel core quad core i7 is probably why it's like that.
And it's an old generation. It's an old generation processor though. They're on the 8th generation. I don't even know what generation it is. It's like,
no, it's 10th,
maybe the 3rd. Think, right? Yeah. Oh well, true. I just meant the new Mac Mini is the
8th. Yeah.
But yeah, they're up to way higher. But
yeah,
it's just crazy to think like I bought this whole computer and it runs super good.
Yeah.
And it was like $500 on eBay.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how much you spent.
I think it was right around $500, and it included a Magic Keyboard. So I have 2 Magic Keyboards. I don't need them both.
Yeah.
But I have an additional if one breaks or whatever.
Is your plan to keep the Mac Mini then or upgrade the Mac Mini?
This is the plan. If I have 2 options. Either I'm going to go back and get a new Mac Mini. I'll do the fully upgraded Mac Mini and I'll use that like I do now. I'll partition the hard drive, do Windows on it. And I'll get an external GPU, but that's going to cost a lot of money. That's going to be like $3,000. I already calculated it out. Or I say, forget it. Use the Mac for all my recording needs and like personal needs or business needs, and then use the PC, which I could build separate, build an actual separate PC tower and buy all the parts myself, put the whole thing together, use that dedicated just for streaming and gaming. And then if I eventually want to upgrade the Mac, I can, but I don't need to right now because it runs fine. And all the stuff I have for it currently works with it. It's compatible. All my drivers work. I'm running Catalina right now. It runs great. So I think that's the smarter move because it would save me money. And then I could eventually just upgrade that later. Cause then if I do the PC, the actual graphics integrated with the CPU, it's on the motherboard. I'm going to be having the best throughput I can, right? When I play games on it. If I do the other route with the Mac and do an external GPU on it, it's going to be not the best because it's going to be running through a Thunderbolt 3 cable. It's still going to be very good. It's still going to be very good. It's going to be able to game. It's going to be able to do everything. But the bandwidth of that cable is going to slow it down. So I'm not going to get the full potential out of that card. So right, I'll be dropping $700 for the graphic card that I want and the box. Well, probably with tax, around $700. And then I'm probably only getting 80% of the power out of that box when I could be plugging that chip just on the motherboard of a PC and getting the full potential out of that card.
Right.
Does that make sense? You know what I mean? Like, that's how I'm thinking of it. If I'm going to drop all that money, I want it to be super good. It would be, but I still wouldn't be getting the full potential out of the card. It'd be still a little bit hindered because of that Thunderbolt 3 cable, which I think will get better in time. When Thunderbolt 4, quote unquote, becomes a thing, it's going to be like the fastest speed of anything. And it's just going to be able to throughput monitors and you're going to be able to do bottlenecking through GPUs or whatever else. It's going to be so good.
Yeah. I mean, and plus you, will be able to have the upgradability of the PC, even if you don't build something that's crazy. Like you could have, you know, even 8 gigs of DDR5 RAM, whatever, you know, really high speed and a pretty decent graphics card or whatever. I'm sure you've already looked at builds, but like a, you know, a Ryzen.
Yeah. Whatever, just get like an RX 580. RX 580 even is a decent, and it's like $200 on Amazon right now, like 180. And that's not even a high end card. It's a very common card and it runs pretty good for most games.
Could run
like
everything.
I could play everything that you currently play. It's actually a better card than what you have in your computer.
Yeah.
It's like slightly better because I think your card's a little old.
My card, yeah, everything I have on my computer is very old and I can stream and play everything, which just gives you an idea that.
Right. So I could get a 580, like, or if I wanted to spend double the amount of money, get the 5700 XT, which is pretty much the best bang for your buck for $400, the best graphic card you can get for gaming right now.
Right.
Without dropping a whole lot of money. And that's not that bad. I mean, it costs like buying a system, but when you think about it, that's what your computer is pretty much doing. It's a dedicated system to run any game.
Right. Exactly. Which is why I didn't want to do that. I was like, I didn't want to have a separate machine.
Yeah. I don't like it either. I like having one,
you know. Yeah. It's more work and it's another, you know, how am I going to connect to a monitor? I have to have another keyboard or mouse. I have to have a two times everything, right? How is it going to be in the desk space then? Like, how am I going to organize the cables? It's like, it is absolutely a nightmare, but if you have the room to do it and you can organize it really well and you have a place to, you know, if it can be cooled adequately and stuff like that, it's literally so much better because you can play everything you want and then you keep everything separate. You keep, like, obviously in your case, you record everything on one computer, you keep all your business stuff on one computer, whatever, right? And then you play other games, you Steam everything, you have a hard drive dedicated to just games. And you can stream and it literally runs flawlessly. You have no problems. And then you're I want to upgrade. And then you're like, oh wait, everything's modular. I have no problems. I'm going to put all new fans. I'm going to put all new, you know, everything. It's like, it's
perfect. So easy to just take it apart and put new stuff in. Yeah. So I think that's the way I'm leaning now, just because it makes the most sense. Like what you just said, in the long run, and I'll be getting the best gaming potential out of it, which is really what I'm want to do with the machine.
Right.
I prefer Mac OS, but that's okay.
Obviously.
Just have to have two machines. That's fine. Yeah. I would rather have one machine, just have the external GPU. It'd be such a smaller footprint than a giant tower. Because I'll have to have a giant tower and a Mac Mini, but whatever.
It's okay. I mean, you can still do a small body case. Yeah, you know, you can do a small case, not, or like a mid-sized case. Like, there are a lot of options, which I'm sure you looked at.
I was looking at some smaller ones, but I saw a lot of them have cooling issues and they're very limited with what you can put in them because they are smaller. So I think I'm just going to do the standard, that NZXT 510.
Yeah.
The classic, you know, the best, pretty much the best standard case you can get on the market right now for like $70. Yeah. And it's clean. It's got a lot of room to work in. So it's not hard to work in for a beginner because I've never built one, and I can get in like a bunch of colors and it's pretty cheap. So I think I'm just going to do that. I think I'm going to get the white one, either the white black combo or just the black all case.
Yeah, I have that, the white black combo.
Oh, you have that's right. You do, but that's the case you currently have, the NZXT?
Yes, NZXT. I don't remember what model it is. It's the one with the plexiglass on the side and the.
Yeah. It's probably the same one I'm looking at then, because my setup's currently black and white, so it would match my setup right now really well. Not that I would see it, because I'm going to tuck it under my desk anyway, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's kind of the plan right now.
Yeah, it's going to set you up for success for sure, which is, what you want.
Yeah, I'm craving playing PC games online, like getting co-op games on Steam with you, and we play, like, stream a lot of stuff on PC.
Like, and then you're like, how am I going to do that without a way to stream it? sucks.
What do you mean?
You're like, because you're like, I want to do this, but then you're like, I have to get a PC to be able to stream the game.
Right. I didn't even think about that. If I did the Mac Mini build with the external GPU, maybe I wouldn't be able to stream. Yeah, I mean, I would be able to. With that processor and if I did max RAM and everything on it, I think it would be able to do it.
Maybe.
But I think it would, but I don't think it would be the best way for the money. For spending all that money, I'd probably get better performance for a third of the cost.
You might have to just, you know, stream it like a really low resolution and play at a really low resolution, which is...
Right. You know. Because I've only ever seen a lot of videos online on YouTube about the gaming aspect, but they don't ever show streaming in tandem with it.
Right.
Which would bog it down and really hurt.
Oh, it's not, yeah.
That would hurt the CPU, and that would bog the GPU even more.
You would have to decide what you want to do, because like I mentioned to you before, you decide in your streaming program what you want to use to render the data that you're streaming, right? Because just like when you're rendering data for like compressing a video file for like YouTube, for uploading it, whatever, right? You're doing it in real time, which is more taxing, right? You're literally uploading it in real time to a platform like Twitch, right? Or Mixer or whatever. And you can tell your CPU to do it. So if your CPU is better, like my CPU is better, my computer. So I use my CPU to render all my data and upload it. If my GPU was insanely good I would use that. Yeah. So if you have
you can allocate it to what process you want, because that could run, it has RAM built in on the graphic processor. Okay.
Correct.
To dedicate it on that alone. See, so it depends what app you're doing too. Cause like, yes, for the purpose of streaming and gaming, they use both, right? It uses CPU and graphic processor to run games.
Yep.
But some software is CPU intensive and doesn't even touch the graphic card, and the other way around. Some don't touch the processor at all, needs all graphic. But talking about like video stuff, like not stuff that we don't really use, that we're not really into, but I've seen videos on that because I didn't realize like how it splits it up, because depending on what the software needs. You know what I mean? It dedicates what it needs to use on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it's interesting because like playing Destiny, it's really hard for my computer to stream Destiny, almost impossible. I had to, like I mentioned probably to you before, I had to
low res
the frames. Well, gotcha. It's not low res, it's just...
What's your frames capped at, like 30?
It was at 60 by default, and it was literally crashing my stream.
Yeah, because your graphic card's old, that's why. I looked up that card, and I found a site, and you can compare every card with the card you currently have, and switch them out, and it's crazy to see, like, how, just for spending a little bit of money, how much better performance you can get if you swap that card out.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I literally,
you just capped the frames, so you pull the frames down, and you like do lower graphic settings, and then you're able to stream it.
I didn't even change my graphic settings, but I was able to stream it a little better. It actually looks really good on if you look back to the VOD.
I watched the Destiny stream. What's your FPS and what's your graphic setting? Is it medium, high?
It's capped at 30, and all the other stuff is default. All my graphic settings are all default.
Capped at 30. Okay.
Yeah. And then the problem is, though, like, the game is rendering all my data through my CPU, but the physical game is using my graphics card to play, like, to actually play the game. So as you were mentioning, like, it's trying to do both now. So my computer's running like crazy. Like, my computer's silent normally, right? The fans are running like crazy because the computer's like, oh my gosh, this is super taxing, right? And I was actually able to do the stream without a problem, right? You're actually able to watch it. But, you know, it's at 720p at 30 frames, which is not great, but it's not terrible. But
you make do with what you got. That's a new game, and the build you have is getting a little bit old.
It's super old. Card. Yeah.
So, like, for you to even be able to run the game at all is awesome. To stream it, that's really good because streaming's taxing. So, like, you just to be able to do it at all is awesome. So,
but that's just like an example for, like,
oh yeah,
how you can compare, you know, what you get for your money. I spent $400 on all those things just for.
Oh, you got to steal out of all that. Yeah.
Yeah, old components, you know. So,
do you play when you play that? You do keyboard, mouse.
Yeah,
all controller. Gotcha. Yeah.
But I don't know if you watched the Valorant clip I sent you the other day.
I watched a little bit of the Valorant clip.
Yeah, it was only like 50 seconds long, whatever.
Yeah, I watched the clip and I saw the stream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that game is like CS:GO, right? Very similar to CS:GO.
It looks like it. Yeah, like it has like a old style look to it.
And that I streamed with no problem. It literally had not a single issue at all. Because
the graphics look a lot less intensive than Destiny.
Yeah.
You can tell it looks different. Anything. Yeah.
But interesting. I mean, just some for comparison, like I was able to play.
Did you like that game? Was that a good game to play or not really?
it's so funny because I have to send you the Donkey video that he just made recently.
I saw that video actually.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
It's literally exactly how he depicted it. Is exactly how the game is.
Okay.
You play it, and it's difficult. I mean, he, you know, took all of his clips of him killing everybody, but it's difficult. If you know how to play CS:GO, it's like exactly like CS:GO. The playability.
Yeah, that feel already. Yeah.
Yeah. So I already I play the game so much, so I know exactly how it plays, but. Everybody gets so mad in the game. Everybody, like, and it's an open chat pretty much. So you press your hotkey to chat people. Mm-hmm. And so I was playing with TJ, right? And we were playing. We had our Discord. We were talking to each other, and you can mute people in the, you know, in the open chat in the game on your team. But everybody got so mad. We were new to the game. We played the game our very first time, and we were doing decent for our first time.
And they're
time,
mad at
right?
you for just starting to play.
And they were getting so mad. They were like swearing at us. They're like, why are you doing this? Do this, do this, do this. And they're like, dude, like, you have the lowest IQ ever. Like, and I was a little crack. You can watch my stream. Like, I was cracking up because I'm like, dude, like, it's a game. Like, we're just trying to play. And then they were like, dude, like, is this your first time playing? Like, you literally don't know how to do anything. We're like, bro, like, we just, I never responded to them. I was just trying to, like, you know, play the game and learn. But they get so angry, which is probably the reason why a lot of people aren't, like, getting into it, because these hardcore
fans just, already, the game just started, and there's already people that are like, if you can't play, get off the game. It's like, we just got a code to get in the game. We just got the beta code, man.
That's literally Donkey's
depiction. Let me breathe.
He's like, he's literally, there's matches where he, as you watched in the video, he crushes, and they're like, we're reporting you because you're a bot. We're reporting you. We're reporting you. And they're like, the whole lobby's like, yeah, but we're reporting him. We already got it. We already got him, guys. And he's like, oh my God. Okay, you guys can report me, I guess.
I just saw him like, talking, with the shotgun clip at the end. Like, he's like, the guy goes, the shotgun's not even good in this game. He's like, oh, it's not good. And he just does all these kills. He's like, you were saying? he kills his hero with a shotgun.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's exactly how the game is, and it's just, oh, it cracks me up. Oh my God.
Yeah, because everybody thinks they're right. They have to be correct. Yeah.
It's literally just a bunch of brand new game. Chitlins, bunch of little kids, 10-year-olds just playing the game, and they'll like get so angry. Like, oh. That's exactly how CS:GO was too. It was exactly the same. But yeah, I don't know if you'd ever like that game or not, but it's a challenge.
Yeah, I feel like I'd be really bad at it, but I like to try it still.
Yeah, it's really, really unique. And just, yeah. I love the way that the game looks and plays. But yeah, definitely got to play some Rollercoaster Tycoon to do. Wow. Just have a stroke. Rollercoaster Tycoon
today. Yeah, I'm going to do Diamond Heights later.
Let's see. I don't know. I haven't played any Warzone or any Call of Duty at all.
I have not played Call of Duty since we last played. It's been months.
It's been a while.
Yeah. We should play that. That's fun.
I definitely gotta get back into that. My game has just been updating, mm-hmm. I haven't touched it. Yeah.
We play a little Apex. That was fun.
I've definitely been playing Apex. I played a little bit recently. I played last night. I played last night for a little bit, but then before that, I haven't played in a bit.
Gotcha.
But it's been good. The new season. Have you played any of the new season?
Yeah, I played it with you the other day it came out.
Oh, right.
Then,
okay.
Yeah, we played it. But I haven't played it since that night, I don't think.
Yeah. Yeah, new season's good. Yeah, you definitely got to unlock Loba. She's awesome.
Yeah, I want to get the... couple thousand short, I think, of the credits. I think I have 10,300 or something.
Yeah.
What do you need, 12,000, I think, to get a character?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Of tokens, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been up to too much then other than that.
Yeah, same. That's about it for me. I really want to play Halo with you really bad. I don't know why I just have this craving to play. I crave playing old games lately. And I thought of Xbox, the original Xbox. When we were playing Halo 2 campaign. Do the library. Halo 2
co-op campaign. Oh, my God. Campaign,
the library with the flood.
Dude, the scariest moment. So all we have are the flashlights on.
Yep.
The flashlights on a shotgun. It's like the
worst mission ever.
Oh, my God.
Took us forever.
Those freaking octopuses and the freaking exploding guys. They just come out your face. Dude,
even just like... crazy. And then even just doing the versus mode, you pick your own map and everything.
We just do the
tent glitch and just start flying in the sky. I want to do that stuff all over again. It's so fun.
We just attack each other with the freaking warthogs and just explode each other.
We do all snipers only, and we just fight with snipers across the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that's stuff
all the time with friends. I know. Oh my god,
it's awesome. I want to do that. I want to do Halo Reach and stuff with you because I never played that game.
Yeah, I only ever played maybe a little bit of that with my friends, some of the other games, but only Halo 2 with you. Mm-hmm. Did we ever get through the campaign all the way?
Is the first one co-op too? The first one's co-op, right?
Maybe.
I think it is. I think we played the first two games co-op, and then we had friends who had 3 on 360. That we played Halo 4 and all that.
I definitely played Forge. Yeah.
Yes. So we played that at friends' houses, but I never played 4. I don't think I ever played 4, and I played very little of 3. So I would love to start from the beginning with you and play all the games and do all the campaigns, do all the online together.
Yeah.
It'd be so much fun.
But you're saying, I don't know, that's a thing, but you're saying that you can do it on PC and you can play together on PC. I didn't know. Yep.
They just put it up end of last year. So are you on Steam right now?
I can open it. Yeah.
Yeah. Open Steam real quick. I'll show you where it is. Yeah. You're going to be blown away. The only reason I thought of it is because, you know, my friend Robbie.
Yeah.
So he bought it, I think, I want to say January, February. I saw him, I think, in February. That's the last time I saw him. And he mentioned he was playing, he bought, I think, the bundle or whatever, and he was playing it. And I was like, wow, I haven't played that in forever. It made me crave it, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So if you type in,
all right, I'm here.
Just type in Halo in the search. Essentially, Microsoft gave the rights to be able to post it.
The Master Chief Collection or Halo 2 Anniversary?
Nope, Master Chief Collection, $40.
Oh my god, there's so many. What?
Dude, you get it all in the bundle. It's amazing. Once you get into the page, tell me where you're in the main page. You have to put your date, your birthday in for because it's M rated.
Okie dokie.
But if you look at the main page, it says, the Master Chief iconic journey includes 6 games built for PC and collected in a single integrated experience where each game is delivered over time. Whether you're a longtime fan or meeting Spartan 117 for the first time, Master Chief Collection is the definitive Halo gaming experience. It's so cool.
Whoa. Because
you get, wow. You get, okay, so these are all the games you get if you scroll down. So they started with Halo Reach. That's the first game that came out. And then Halo Combat Evolved, which is the original, and then Halo 2 Anniversary. So they're both all the anniversary editions. And then next is Halo 3, Halo 4. And then I think Halo 3 ODST, which I never played.
Yeah.
So you get all of them in a bundle. It's so cool. So right now only 3 are playable. But over the next few months, the next 3 will come out before the end of the year. So you spend $40 and you get 6 Halo games.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Isn't it so cool? And then we connect through online. So if you click on the screenshots, it connects through Steam and we can play through our Steam accounts. We can literally play online matches with people online with keyboard, mouse, controller, whatever you want to play. And the specs aren't anything crazy to play them. I mean, they're old games. I'm sure you could run them right now.
The details on this are crazy.
Right? Don't they look so good?
Wow. This came out in December of 2019?
Yep. That's what I was saying, end of last year. Wow. So... Yeah. They put out Halo Reach, like I said, and then Halo 1 and 2 came out, like they floated out a little bit after. So Halo 2 came out the most recent, so now next will be Halo 3. So if you click on, let me just see. So like Halo Reach came out, December 3rd. And then, which I've never played before. Okay, so March 3rd, Halo 1 came out. So really recent. And then Halo 2 came out May 12th.
Wow.
Literally just came out.
Yeah.
So see what I mean? Every 2 months they're staggering a release. So now I guarantee in July, mid-July, Halo 3 will come out. So you buy the bundle for $40 and you're guaranteed all 6 games. It's so freaking awesome. Cool.
This is so cool.
I'm like so hyped for it. Like I literally just want to build just to be able to play this summer so bad with you. Be such a cool thing to stream too.
Yeah, this is totally worth the $40.
Right? 6 yeah. Halo games for $40, like it's a steal. Full online capability, everything.
Yeah, as long as it's like supported well and
it's super well rated. I've seen a lot of good reviews on it on Steam. Like it runs really well. So cool. It says somebody goes, it's effing Halo on PC with mouse and keyboard, Windows, Steam and Xbox Live achievements, friends list, VC, everything. Do you even need an actual reason to doubt this game to live the Xbox Live days, especially with the world going crazy? This is literally one of the best multiplayer games you can have fun on with your friends.
Yeah, the only like downvotes, the thumbs down I see are people that say audio mixed poorly to the point where you can't hear what the characters are saying, co-op lags, desync. So often, for some reason, making it nearly impossible to play. Issue with lights. So there's probably just some like fixes they have to make with updates.
Right. It's just like quality of life things. Like,
let's see. Yeah, that's pretty much all it looks like.
Yeah. I saw there's some like lag issues with the campaign stuff, but I think that's going to get fixed in time too. That might just be their internet connection too. You know, from their end, like when they're playing.
Yeah. Damn. How do I add this to my wish list? Okay, I'll add that. Boom.
Yeah, it's cool stuff.
We will add that. Oh.
Up to for the rest of the day?
I'm gonna grab something to eat and nice. Then probably work on a few things, probably play a couple games, apply to some jobs. Nice. Nothing too much, pretty lax day. What about you?
We're gonna go on a hike.
Where are you going on a hike?
Not sure yet. Somewhere local. Cause it's been rainy. Try to get outside and get some movement in.
Yeah, that's good.
Cool. Let's game later tonight. Do something.
Yeah, dude.
Or even tomorrow night. I'm off tomorrow, so.
Oh yeah, from Memorial Day.
Yep. But yeah, let's do something tonight.
All right. Sounds good, dude.
All right. Cool. Good talking to you.
Yeah.
Do this soon. Probably Wednesday, maybe.
Sounds good, man.
Cool. All right. I'll talk to you, man.
All right, dude. Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Peace, man.